Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Armas moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive towards first. Wackenfuss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Cabell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs is walked intentionally. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Armas moves to third. Boggs moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. Boggs tags and moves to third. Yastrzemski tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stapleton. Wilson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aponte now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. There goes Cabell. The throw from Newman to second, and Cabell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a pop-up towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Bailey now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs bunts towards the mound. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Wackenfuss moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Wackenfuss scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 8-5, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-5, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Whitaker trying to get to third. Rice throws the ball into Hoffman, who relays the ball to Boggs, who tags Whitaker for the out. Cabell moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, Tigers. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.